Welcome, 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 my friends, to another episode of Bards Rise. I'm your host, Michael Dean. Today's show is entitled Walk Away. Before we go there, first, I'd like to thank all of you, every single one of you, for listening to this show, whether it be the live broadcast or on a replay. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And a special thank you to my subscribers. So the first slide for today. For the new listeners, I'll just say if you go to the show page on BBS Radio's website, you'll see that with today's show, there's already a slide deck that's posted there. You're welcome to open that up or download it and follow along because I will be speaking to those slides. So the first slide today regarding housekeeping. In the past, I've talked about I've dabbled in relationships and some things that I guess men would like in a relationship. And I came across this past week, I came across this one account on Instagram called The Blue Collar Wife Life. Listening to this woman, I think I was starting to fall in love. The way she spoke about her life and her husband and doing, you know, the shared responsibilities was absolutely awe-inspiring. She, to me, is a model to aspire to. She, in my humble opinion, has her priorities in line. And I just know that my partner, my mate, right, my 20 out there will have many, if not all, of the qualities that she has. I mean, she just vibrated me with me to the core. And I encourage everybody, both men and women, to go out there and listen to some of her videos out there, The Blue Collar Wife Life. It really is sweet. It's touching. Also on housekeeping, I've spoken about Elias and her herbal shop out in, I believe, California, New Mexico. She and her husband are living off-grid with five children, I believe. Yes, believe it or not, that bitty little thing pumped out five children. They all seem very happy and doing well. And in this video, she's interviewing this individual, Drunvalo Melchizedek, and he's talking about how the ancients used to actually breathe in prana through the crown chakra and what that meant and how it affected us. And I thought it was a great piece of information to share with you all. And it tied into some past shows that I did, so I included it in housekeeping. So now we move to shout-outs in the Bards Rising section. The first shout out, of course, goes to President Donald Trump and his recent trip to Saudi Arabia. He may still be in Qatar now. If not, you know, what he did over in Saudi Arabia is truly amazing. And that can be unequivocally proven by the Saudi media's post in claiming that he is, quote, the true president of the world. And I couldn't agree with that more. Everybody is following his lead, getting rid of these endless wars, getting rid of the cabal, and bringing in freedom, prosperity, sovereignty, and abundance. It's beautiful. Thank you, thank you, thank you, President Trump. More shout outs to the three ladies on slide four. These three truly are inspiring, and they also get the amazing emojis with the heart eyes. All of them beautiful, but unbelievably articulate and just powerhouses. I loved listening to their videos. I didn't include all of the channels that you can find them on. If you're interested, you know, try and reach out to me, but I'm sure you'll be able to find them. Freedom Convoy Europe is where the first one was, this Scottish woman. Unbelievably outspoken, soft, drops a couple F-bombs, but I mean, 100% woman and 100% spot on. Then we have a Greek MEP from the European Union, out there dropping dimes on the European Union and calling them out on stuff. And then we have this Irish woman all the way to the right calling out the atrocities that are happening by massive immigrants in Ireland, and them actually making comments that it's a new Irish, a new country, and that the native Irish will soon be gone. That's not going to happen. Across the world, that's not going to happen. Next slide. We have Dr. Casey Means. Oh my God, talk about a powerhouse. She, without a doubt, deserves the shout out, as well as the hard eyes emoji as well. Love, love, love listening to her. Truly unbelievable. I thought she was an amazing pick by President Trump, and she just seems to dovetail so well with what RFK Jr. is doing. So all the best to all of them. Next slides, number six. Shout out to this very brave young woman who is now in her early 20s, talking about how she was molested repeatedly by not just by her father, but several of his friends when he was the chief of police. And not just her, but her sisters as well, unfortunately. But kudos to you for having the courage to speak out about it. I can't imagine how difficult that is, but you know, good on you, girl. Good on you. Way to go. Next is a gentleman who's speaking about what's going on with immigrants in Ireland. And he did it kind of like on this live show, and you can see in the background, there are some immigrants there who didn't take kindly to his words. And you could tell that by the look in their faces. But he's still there speaking truth to power. And good on him as well. And finally, on this slide, we have a gentleman from the UK who's talking about what they're dropping in the air and this new program that they created. The acronym for that program of dropping these heavy metals from the air, aerosol, is Satan, believe it or not. Yes. If you're interested, you can go to his channel, its_Mick, and listen to it for yourself. But good on you. And then finally, a shout out to Conor McGregor for stepping up and running for president of Ireland. They need somebody who's grounded, and I'm sure he'll do a good job. He has Ireland truly in his heart, and he'll do what's right. So I wish Connor all the best as well. Next slide. Lots of shout outs this week, folks. Very, very encouraging. I love it. So please bear with me. There's on slide seven, the picture all the way to the left, a gentleman, I got to watch my words. This individual, a male, dragged a 16-year-old girl into the restroom and was beginning to try to assault her. She's called out for help. Some men in the area heard her cries for help, responded, and detained that little piece of turd until the police arrived. So kudos to those gentlemen that stepped up and detained that POS. Thank you. Another shout out to Owen Schroyer, just an American commentator, but he's out there speaking truth to power, calling out the Zionists. And he's calling out Mark Levin, who's a longtime broadcaster, can, you know, purports to be very conservative, yet very, very, very pro-Israel. Dare I say, dare he say, a Zionist broadcaster. And he's calling him out on that. And good on you. I'm not going to say that you're right or wrong, but just go for it. Stand up and speak your truth. And then there's another individual on the far right of that slide seven who's calling out the whole issue with the Holocaust and the Jews. He's questioning on whether or not that really happened and could it happen? It just doesn't make sense the way they purport it. You know, Germany being so advanced and technologically, would they really, get rid of or terminate 6 million people with just a handful of ovens and wooden doors, with tablets that are so poisonous that if you try and go in and recover anything, including bodies that were allegedly killed by this poison, you'd die yourself. You'd have to have, a time for that place to air out and all that stuff to be swept away. And logistically, it just seems impossible. And on that note, I'll say that I remember years ago, I read a post that somebody had put out there about several articles that came out in very reputable papers here in the States, including, I believe, the New York Times. And the subject of those articles were that 6 million Jews had been murdered. And the focus and the argument of that post was that, it's all BS. They never killed 6 million Jews. Only the last time they tried it, it finally stuck. And that's because they had the Second World War behind it to give it cover, to give it plausibility. But I haven't seen that post yet. And if there's anybody out there that has either access to that old post or can go back and do the original research yourselves and really access the records for all the media, right? The printed media from before World War II on articles claiming that 6 million Jews were killed. And it was specifically said 6 million. I would love, love, love to see that post out there, because if he was accurate and those articles were true, I feel they would go a long way to debunking this hoax that 6 million Jews were actually killed in World War II. I'm not saying that nobody was killed. I just question that number. I mean, the bones alone, where are you going to put all those bones? Ashes don't decompose, bone ash, unless you throw it in the water. But it was in Germany, right? They're not next to the ocean. So where did they bury all of these ashes? That's a question that I always had that nobody's ever been able to answer. Another question I had, although I see people starting to talk about it now, is we see these videos of Hitler doing all these speeches, but what was he saying? I would love to see videos with line by line of all his speeches and what exactly he was saying. Why is that so hard to find nowadays? Why can't somebody put that out there? The only person I saw talk about it was Joe Rogan. It reminded me when I was a kid. My uncle was, I mean, he fought in World War II, British Royal Navy, clearly anti-Nazi, but he was fluent in German. And his girlfriend, a lot of his friends were also German. They weren't down with that whole Nazi thing, but they had a different take on Hitler. I never understood why. And now I'm beginning to understand, because I didn't understand what Hitler was saying. So if it's true that Hitler was talking about, pumping up the German people as opposed to being anti and knocking down the Jews, that's completely different, right? So I'd like to lean there, because that's a much better position to come from, even though history lied to us. But I would like to see more substantial, more granularity in the evidence, the proof that's put forward to support that position, that Hitler wasn't actually speaking against the Jews in when he was doing these dramatic scenes, these dramatic speeches. He was actually talking about the wealth and the livelihood of the German people. Next slide, 8. Again, shout outs to some more individuals that detained a shoplifter, I believe this was. They held on to his bicycle as well as him until police arrived. A shout out to the people, and the next picture in this slide is you'll see a bunch of people dressed in all black standing on a hill. And if you go into this account and you listen to this video, what these individuals were actually doing was taunting a bunch of, according to this video, white people that were in a park with their children. Mothers and fathers, and children in a park minding their own business. And here you have a bunch of people taunting them and videoing them, mocking them. And for those people in the park to just, maintain their composure and to a large extent ignore what's going on and not be drawn into, an argument with these people or a fight, a confrontation. Kudos to you. Kudos to you for not allowing them to suck you in to their BS. And then finally on this slide, we have farmers fighting back against drones. And presumably it's over in the UK. I don't know, some government entity, I guess, is giving the farmers a hard time. And this farmer threw a stick, like it looked like a long limb or maybe a wooden handle from a tool in front of the drone, and it wound up crashing the drone. So yes, that's somewhat physical, I guess you could say, but sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. So good on you for stepping up and pushing back. Last week, I began to touch on the subject of walk away. And I saw, the individuals on, or this individual on the next slide, nine. And I couldn't help but think of, that statement, walk away. Here we have an individual on the left who's having a Nazi sticker removed that he had put on in the middle of his forehead, right between his eyebrows. He was a prisoner. He has, some other racist tattoos on his face. You can see the 8-8 on his what would look to be his left cheek. And as you know, 8-8 is HH, Heil Hitler. So good on him for walking away, leaving that lifestyle behind, realizing that all of that was nothing but Khazarian mafia bullshit to try and divide us even further on another level. And he's seen the truth and he's putting all that behind him. So shout out to you, brother. Way to stand up. Then we have a gentleman in the middle, the real Jamore, forgive me. I'm not very good with pronouncing names, my friend. But he's out there again speaking truth to power. He's raising the BS flag, the brown flag, on individuals that are just trying to create hate and discontent and distort reality, distort history. So good on you. And then finally, Jordan Peterson, who I believe is one of the great, and he's been described as, and I believe it to be true, one of the great intellectuals of our time. He's a psychologist up in Canada. He speaks prolifically. He's posted all over the internet. He's not afraid to debate anybody on, from what I can tell, really any issue. But even though he's a psychologist and that entire industry, I believe, is almost entirely co-opted by the cabal, he has remained grounded and somebody who I would just not take advice from, but feel that I could just like sit down and go fishing with him, have him over the house and just talk about everyday stuff. He's just very well grounded, exceedingly intelligent, well studied. And during this interview on Elevate Shift, that channel, you could tell he's hurting for so many young men that are going through so many hard times right now because their entire world is being, turned upside down. And I feel not just them, but also with me in looking back at what some of the more seasoned, dare I say, not older, but more seasoned individuals have had to deal with. And here I'm speaking specifically about men. Max Spears has talked about how the cabal has targeted the men heavily because they know that the men are protecting the divine feminine. The divine feminine is their goal, but we, the men, are in their way. So we've been attacked every way, you know, 10 ways from Sunday. Whether that's loss of jobs, if we have a job, we lose the job, we can't get the promotion, we can't get the transfer, you know, expenses come around and you know, targeted individuals, it just goes on and on. Then they steal the children, indoctrinate our children, make us pay for things that we don't agree with the children's education or parenting, co-parenting, stealing the children, stealing the homes, hormones in the water and the food, the poison. It just goes on and on and on. All so that they can get to the divine feminine. Yes, the divine feminine have to put up with a lot of this as well. But they have not been specifically targeted for, I guess, loss of workplace like the men have. And the whole feminine movement was nothing but a cabal, you know, psyop, right? To get the women out of the home, away from the children, so that somebody else, the cabal, could raise the children according to their priorities, right? And in doing so, they displaced the men. So shout out to Jordan Peterson. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being there for all of us for many, many years. And the last shout out, slide 10, we have some individuals who are out there speaking. Some of them have to do with, you know, our evolution. Others are just raising the BS, the brown flag on what's going on. And each one of them, I felt, deserved mention on my show, at least. And then the final picture, all the way to the right, there's a hulk of a man, full beard. This man, I don't think, has ever had a shy bone in his body, has ever backed down from anything in his entire life. But watching this man just sit there in the video with, on the borderline of tears, he's got to be 300 pounds easy, not a spoonful of fat on his body, all inked up. To see that man on the verge of tears, I connected with him. I connected with him because I know what it's like when you're trying to support your loved ones, but the system is designed so that you can't. And nobody's telling you why. Nobody's connecting the dots. Nobody's making it make sense, at least not until Donald Trump came along. And then we had to deal with all of that and what it means. And then we start to get our eyes opened, our hearts open, and we have to deal with stuff that happened to us in the past that we didn't want to deal with, things that we had to deal with, and all because of these evil fuckers being selfish and in service to themselves only. Shout out to you, brother. So last week, I was talking about secret societies. And I referenced JFK's speech, and I'm going to just repeat the first two lines because it's important. The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. Now, last week I said, you know, in some substance, I don't want to quibble on whether or not that was entirely accurate, why JFK would want to soft shoe a statement like that. Maybe he was just trying to crack the door open before started a conversation. I don't want to get into all that. My focus is on when people listen to that speech, that they're going to pull the intent or perhaps believe that to be the case today. And if you do that, today, I submit to you, you're starting to go down a slippery slope, because that's not the case. And last week, I went over several slides and I showed how the cabal, specific and not just the Freemasons, but more heavily the Freemasons, because they, I believe, are the largest group out there. They are worldwide, and they're out in the open. As somebody said to I read once, they described the Freemasons, they said they're not a secret society. They're a society of secrets. So we know about them, right? So how secret can you be if we know about you and you have temples and books and stuff all over the place on the internet, you know, we can go and see them online, but they keep secrets. And that's dangerous. So, and why is it dangerous? Well, here's two examples on slide 12. I have up there the pay scale. I referenced it a little bit a while ago with the shout out to the last gentleman that I was talking about. Not getting that job, not getting the pay raise, right? That happened to me for years, not just with the county, but when I worked for the Census Bureau. Oh, you talk about a goat rope. The Census Bureau is absolutely ridiculous. They should do away with the entire Census Bureau. They're useless. And it's nothing but a jobs program for the alphabet crowd, you know, LBT, whatever. It truly. Truly, it's deplorable. And what you have to do in order to get to a certain level, GS-13 or higher, yeah, it's considered rape, because you don't have free will with that. But that's the only way you're going to do it. Yeah, so I know what it's like, and I know who's pulling the strings, and I know it's the Secret Handshake Club, the Freemasons. And I include in that all, like Jesse Zaboder, all secret societies. They not only prevent you from getting jobs and promotions and stuff, but they'll also do away with other things, like in the military. For all my veterans out there who felt that they deserved an award when they left, whether it be an end of tour award or an impact award. You know, so-and-so did the same job as you, but for whatever reason, they got it, you didn't. And don't beat yourself up. Don't think that you didn't do as good of a job as them. Okay. Because like me, you very well could have done just as good of a job, perhaps even better. But because you weren't in the Secret Handshake Club, they denied your award and let it go through somebody who was in the Secret Handshake Club. See? So another example of how cream is not the only thing that floats. When I was a lieutenant on active duty, we got sent to Liberia to do an embassy protection operation / non-combatant evacuation operation. And we were there for, I think it was 4 months, something like that. And we would take turns rotating in and out of the embassy, one platoon at a time, reinforced, because we didn't know what was going to happen. There really was, there was a real civil war going on there. And they had concerns, the people in the embassy had concerns that some of the rebels would try and, you know, take over the embassy, if nothing else, to try and steal a headline or something like that. So it was a lieutenant show, right? Because that's all we were doing. We weren't doing company level operations. The biggest level operation was at the platoon reinforced level, which immediately draws all attention to the three platoon commanders, of which I was one and two others. And if anybody deserved, you know, an award, it should have been one of those three platoon commanders. I mean, they were the focus of effort, right? My former company commander put all three of us in for, you know, and for awards, as well as the weapons platoon commander and the executive officer. Two people, two, wound up having their awards finally approved. All five of them were approved by higher command, right? So the chain of command was my CO. Then it was the contingency MAGTAF CO. It was a major Hartley. And then it went straight up to a three-star command, went straight to UCOM. Well, when the awards were submitted, the middle guy, the major, was no longer in the unit. He left. He was transferred. He finished his tour. He was off to a new unit. So my boss, the company commander, submitted the awards straight to UCOM. They all got approved, every single one of them. And at least three of them were approved, right? The three platoon commanders were approved with the combat V, which is means that you were in a combat situation. People were actually shooting at you, and they were. When the major found out, he came back in, and he actually denied three of the awards. So only two wound up getting them. That's how spiteful these people are. Because that would have been huge when it came to, you know, applying for a new position, trying to stay in on active duty in the middle of the Clinton reduction in force, the whole nine. And nothing, if nothing else, I mean, it was bragging rights, right? I mean, you earned a not just a medal, but with a combat V, very, very rare at the time. It was approved. He came in and said no and rained on their parades, our parades. So I put that story out there because I'm sure that there are going to be many, many people out there who are questioning themselves. You know, why didn't I get it? I must not be good enough. Maybe I did this wrong. Oh, I did that wrong. And then you get in your head and you start second guessing yourself, and your confidence just starts to go down. And then something else, something similar happens at another job. Well, that's because those scumbags are embedded over there at that new job too. And they just follow you. In fact, if you read some of their literature, they specifically says that's what they're going to do. If they don't like you, they will follow you to wherever you go and tell their brothers and sisters in that new area all about you and just color you dirty. So be good to yourselves. Don't take that stuff too hard. Keep the past in the past. It doesn't matter what's happening now. As someone very dear to me constantly reminds us to do. I have here another slide that talks about shout outs. I missed this one. It was, I put it in the wrong order. Forgive me. But there's a movie out there called Network. And there's one clip in that movie where this news commentator gets out there and he talks about how things are really bad, and how the food is no good and the air is no good and this is no good. And he says, what I want you to do is open up your window and stick your head out and shout out, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And the people start doing it in the video. And next thing you know, like the whole neighborhood is just shouting this out. And it's really encouraging. It's uplifting. And the people in the movie get all excited and it's starting a movement. And I couldn't help but think of something that happened very recently to me. Last week, I went for some coffee. Put my order in, and I was wearing my camouflage Trump 2024 hat. And the guy who's making the coffee looks at me and goes, I like your hat. Spanish guy from the Bronx, from what you could tell, what I could tell. Now, the Bronx is New York City, but it's not Manhattan, right, where you get the insane liberals from. The Bronx tends to be a little bit more conservative. But they're still, I still wouldn't consider them conservative, right, historically anyway. But here he is talking up my Trump hat. So, of course, I engage. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it very much. And we start talking. And then he made a comment. And I said, yeah, well, that's what happens when you have lizards running the whole place, you know? And he looked at me, and his eyes got all big, and he stuck his hand up for a high five, and we high-fived, and it was good. I was getting ready to sit down and just start talking to him for the rest of the day. But unfortunately, neither one of us could do that, right? But I say this because, you know, and I use this movie as an example of don't be afraid to get out there and talk. To speak your truth, just like all those people that I did shout outs for. They're out there speaking their truth, and you'd be surprised at how many other people will jump on board. And it was so encouraging for both of us to see that somebody else was, awake and aware on what's going on. It was absolutely beautiful. So I encourage everybody to do that whenever you get a chance. It was great. So back to Freemasons. Last week, I showed this slide on 14 for this slide deck and talked about how secret societies, including Freemasonry, have been embedded in our society for years. They're all over the place. Chief judges, federal judges, the Queen, former New York City mayor slash billionaire, Westchester County District Attorney, Stalin, all with Masonic symbols. Same thing in slide 15, entertainers up here, people in government, people that are abusing, or at least what should be embarrassing, this young child, with this sword arch. It's absolutely disgusting what they do, but they're all over the place. Here's another one, slide 16. Former supervising judge of the Westchester County Matrimonial Part, Louis LaBelle, bragging how he's a member of the Knights of Pythias, another secret society that take oaths of allegiance to each other, which is in direct conflict with their oath under the federal constitution. I talked about Jessie Zaboder, how she was the queen mother of darkness, the one person that ruled over the four mothers of darkness, each with their own quadrant in the world, and how they were going to control the world. And they actually have plans, and they have get-togethers, and they have portals, that can transport them from one place on the planet to another, or maybe even a different planet all entirely, just like that, just by stepping through it. This is all real stuff. And I know that it's true because as a child, I was doing it myself. That's how they used to get me from Naples up to Rome. I'd step through a portal. I believe it was the mirror inside the closet of the classroom. You flip it one way, you just see the back of the mirror. You flip it another way, there's the portal. It's open. You step through, and now you're in Rome. And now they can start, grooming me and training me. And I'm sure it wasn't just me. I talked about, this philosophy without borders and the institute that's over there in LA that's dedicated to Manly P. Hall. And I believe it was founded by him. They all talk about the occult. And this one video on there, QAnon Philosophy Without Borders with Eric Davis, their go-to guy, their long ball hitter, their intellectual. Yeah, he's a criminal. Finally, we have a Holocaust, not memorial, but what's the proper term here? This isn't a solemn, oh my goodness, look what they did to all those, poor Jews. This is a celebration. This is 666. This is Satan right in your face with the Masonic structured building, the county building behind it. Yeah, evil stuff. And it's in everyday life. My focus is to get people to understand this stuff isn't just happening over there in LA, someplace else across the world. It's here. It's in your backyard. It's in your front yard. It's in the neighbor's yard next door to you. You don't realize how close it is. And I'm going to get into a little bit more of that. And I also talked about the book, The New World Order, and how A. Ralph Epperson spent 27 years researching this issue, including secret societies and Freemasonry, and wrote all about it in that book. If you're just coming to this movement, I recommend you read that book. Buy it used. Don't spend a lot of money, but yeah, or maybe borrow it from a friend. Slide 21, I talked about how evil, there's evil out there with the capital E. Joe Rogan talked about a little bit. Those individuals from the Manly P. Hall Association, that's one of their biggest concerns, that people out there are going to find out that there is evil with a capital E in this world, because that's something they won't tolerate. They might turn their heads here and there, but when they find out that there is evil with a capital E, game over, folks. So, of course, what am I going to do? I'm going to shout evil with the capital E as loud as I can. We have the president here to the right of slide 21. And he talks about how MS-13 engages in ritual sacrifice. of babies, infants, and how one individual walked away from MS-13 because of it. He walked into a room. They were getting ready to sacrifice this one child. He said, "What's going on?" And they said, "The beast wanted a child." And he knew he couldn't go against them. So he just left the whole organization. He walked away. There are several accounts out there on Instagram that talk heavily about Freemasonry. If you're interested in this, you know, please check it out. And even if you're not, you should know enough about this, some background information. And there's five websites out there that I'd like to just highlight. One, King of the Street. Another, Occult_Teachings. Another one, ConspiracyDive.2. And all of these are on the slides. Ascension Rise and Conspiracy.Theory all talk about Freemasonry. Some of them have some other topics as well. But if you want to learn what Freemasonry is truly about, then I recommend these five websites to you. Or not websites, Instagram accounts, excuse me. So let's go back to JFK. What else did he say? He said, quote, "One day after I am long gone, you will remember me and say, we should have stopped the nuclear program of Israel." Seems like that's what we're getting ready to do now. "Abolished the Federal Reserve," done, "and kicked all secret societies, occultists, usurpers, and Zionists out of our wonderful country. To keep it that way, but it is never too late. Just remember that." And that's where I'm picking up. It's never too late. We need to do that now. We are in the process of doing that. But if everybody jumps in there, if everybody stands and speaks their truth and identifies, discovers what's going on and says no, you not only raise the window and stick your head out and say, "I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore," but you do something about it. If someone's trying to shoplift, you detain that individual or take a picture of their license plate or follow them, you know, while you're on the cell phone with law enforcement or whomever. Do your part and not just passively. If you see someone, you know, try and get as involved as possible without going hands-on, without becoming physical. Make calls, make phone calls, send emails, you know, yell down the street, chase a guy or a gal, whatever it is. Dude, let's step up. Let's step up. JFK is not the only one that's spoken out against Freemasons. We have President John Quincy Adams. Quote, "Masonry ought forever to be abolished. It is wrong, essentially wrong, a seed of evil which can never produce any good." U.S. President Millard Fillmore. Quote, "Freemasonry tramples upon our rights." Quote, "The Masonic fraternity tramples upon our rights, defeats the administration of justice, and bids defiance to every government which it cannot control." Monsignor George F. Dillon. "I believe this secret atheist organization to be nothing less than the supreme conflict between the church and Satan's followers." And he's right. And now we have Pope Leo XIII. Hopefully Pope Leo XIV will follow in his footsteps. We can only hope so. "We wish it to be your rule, first of all, to tear away the mask from Freemasonry and to let it be seen as it really is. Let no man think that he may, for any reason whatsoever, join the Masonic sect if he values his Catholic name and his eternal salvation." And he's not the only pope that spoke out against Freemasonry. On slide 26, I have a picture of church militant. Well, it's the name of the website is Church Militant. There's an individual out there. He's got this website, and he talks about all things Catholic. And one of the things that he talks about is Freemasonry and the Church's, Roman Catholic Church's, historical stance on Freemasonry. And I've said this before, but you can say what you want about the Church, the Roman Catholic Church, but at the very least, it had the intestinal fortitude and moral clarity to stand up and speak out against Freemasonry. And there are several videos that you can go and watch, and they're very well done. They're professional level videos and very, very well researched. I commend all of those to you. And then we can listen to what Freemasons themselves have to say, including Albert Pike, one of their, you know, long ball hitters, one of their gurus. And that's on slide 27. And then just look at what they're involved in. You see the Masonic emblem stamped on a pair of shackles that were used for slaves in this country back in 1852. Go ahead, tell me how they're so benevolent. And then we have Theodore Herzl from Switzerland, 1897. Quote, Masonic lodges are established all over the world to help us achieve our independence. Those pigs, the non-Jewish Masons, will never understand the final objects of Masonry. So for all you non-Jew Masons, you're getting played. You're getting played, and you don't even know it. Next slide, and it's out there, folks. Not just in memes. On occasion, I like to go and search Zillow and look at nice houses. Here's a villa for sale in Legnania, I can't even pronounce it, in Italy. And it was a beautiful, beautiful villa, like a little castle worth millions of dollars. And you're thinking, and it was rare that it was on the market, I believe it said. Like, what type of person would live in this place? And the inside was immaculate. However, they also had an indoor pool. But the entire pool was torn down to the studs. And all the tile in the bathtub was pulled out, was demoed. Now, why would somebody do that to just the inside of the pool? What was it about the pool that was so bad that it had to be taken down to the studs? And then I saw something on the wall here. It's some type of a tapestry, some type of art piece that has a giant reptilian. I have the top arrow is pointing at its eye, basically. Hopefully that will help orient you. It's wearing kind of like a little veil down at the back of its neck. It has two small wings down to about its waist, and it seems to be wearing like this blue and white robe. And kneeling down next to him is this, what appears to be a young girl, short blonde hair, wearing a white dress with her hands behind her back. And the arrow, the bottom arrow that I inserted there, is pointing to about her eyes as well to help orient you. But I'll let you look at it and determine what's actually in there. I believe it's a Draco, some type of ritual. And the person who used to own that house is now either dead or in, you know, prison somewhere forever. And they had all of their estate confiscated for crimes against humanity. And that's why it's on the market. But and they're not the only one. I also happened to look at a house, and I found one on one DuPont Court in Brookville, New York. That's Long Island, Nassau County. This house was for sale for $38 million at the time, about 3 years ago, 4 years ago, something like that. And lo and behold, the people that owned it was Susan and Leonard Feinstein. Leonard Feinstein was one of the two co-founders of Bed Bath & Beyond. And I didn't think anything of this house in particular, until I came to this one page, which is also on slide 30, and I immediately recognized that grotesque statue that's suspended from the ceiling, the same exact kind that I believe it was Tony Podesta, right? Tony or John had in his house, which was a duplicate or what's the word here? It mocked the inspiration for that figurine was Jeffrey Dahmer's victims. He would position them like this, decapitated on the bed in the hotels where he would murder and torture them at. That was the inspiration for this art piece. So, and I looked at some of the art that's in there, and it's just absolutely grotesque. And you go back, and there's more art. And you go down to page slide 32. There, he has two frying pans up on the wall with human faces, what appears to be human faces inside the frying pans. What type of a person has human faces inside frying pans? Well, perhaps the movie Book of Eli with the two old cannibals in there can give us a hint, right? These people were cannibals. That's what they're doing. Absolutely disgusting. And they had, I believe, again, all this is from my personal opinion, had their house confiscated for crimes against humanity as well. Slide 34. David Lester Strait had the opportunity to attend one of his seminars. At the end of the seminar, he started cutting up this one lifetime membership card of a Freemason, and he said that the Freemason didn't want his face shown on the screen because in his lodge, they actually kill people that leave, that speak out. So go ahead and tell me how Freemasonry is so. And I saw the guy. I evaluated him with my own eyes. I sensed it. Okay. I could feel he was speaking truth. And he was afraid to put his face on the video and say, this is what I'm doing. And this is what, and he wouldn't talk about the organization, but he said, just by stepping out and saying, I no longer want to be associated. His lodge kills people for doing that. And I'm sure that lodge is not the only one. On slide 35, we have a web page out there dedicated to William Morgan. William Morgan was an anti-Mason, and he threatened to disclose, to reveal what the Freemasons were all about. As a result of that, he was kidnapped and never found again. And presumed to be dead. And Freemasons will say, well, his body was never found. It's all suspicious. No. There were people that were actually convicted for his murder and sent to prison. I believe there were two. Others got off, but there were two people that were convicted for being part of his murder and sent to jail. So don't tell me that nothing's definitive. That he was, yes, the body was never found, but it was determined that he was, in fact, murdered. And then finally, we have here Peter Fleehan from Briarcliff Manor. I actually heard on one of the rides back in when I was a member of the Briarcliff Manor Fire Department talk about how he had been in China the day before. And one of the other guys in the truck were coming back from the call said, hey, Pete, if you were in China yesterday, how'd you get back here so quick? He blurted out, I took the train. Another guy stepped forward. Lean forward and he says, you mean that's true? And Pete says, yep, it's true. It's all true. It's all true. And with that, the guy who asked if it's true, a look of doom came over his face and he slumped in his seat. And now we know what he was talking about. All the, doomsday prophecies, that was all true. And yeah. So I remember that he was involved with this one nursery school. And I went and I started looking at that website. And I remember what Jordan Maxwell says about the rising sun and the rainbow and the symbology of all that. And then I looked at the children and I saw that they have monarch butterfly wings and they're running around. And then I saw pictures of the mittens, and where they're strategically placed on the young girl and the TR3B like symbols above the picnic tables that they have out in the yard to desensitize them to that. Just like Jesse Zeboter says that they start to desensitize the children to stabbing other children by baking cookies. They make the dough really hard, not soft so you can stir it with a spoon, but they make it intentionally hard so, and they teach the children to take the wooden spoon and to stab the cookie dough. And that's how you mix it. And that gets them into that muscle memory type motion. They're very, very well organized. They've been doing this for centuries, if not millennia. Then on slide 37, we have the woman on the right, a lawyer, Arlene Gold Wexler. She's the water carrier for the cabal in the Westchester County and local court system. If she's against you, you know the fix is in. Absolutely. And I firmly believe that her daughter, if that is a daughter, claims to be a daughter, could be her son. I wouldn't doubt it. You know how they like to flip. Yeah, just a heads up. Trust me, I know from personal experience. And then finally, we have on the last slide, 38. I encourage everybody to go and watch this video. It's somebody who's also on BBS. This is the link that you'll find this video. And about 14 minutes and 12 seconds is where you'll see the police respond to this woman's house who was arrested because she allowed her son to walk almost a mile to the store. What are you out of your mind? And it just made no sense. And nobody can understand why. But if you listen closely to what they explain, they say that there was a woman who stopped this man, this young man, right, this student, and started asking him questions. And then afterwards, a complaint was made. And I'll bet you dollars to gumballs, if you go and find out who made that complaint, it was this woman. And if you scratch a little further, you'll find that she's connected to some secret society. So be careful. They're out there. They're everywhere. All the best to you. Sorry for taking so much time. BBS, thank you, thank you, thank you for your courtesies. I love you all. Have a great week.